the desert, the deserted, and the wind. We're going by at a snail-like pace. It's for the better, I suppose, witnessing the apotheosis of nature's stance against a forever-growing machine called capitalism. The sand is blinding, a diluted yellow associated with beach trips and castaway stories of people dying to get one last drop of water. The only smell present is the sterile air from the AC. But I swear to you, I can taste the arid desert on my tongue. It tastes like salt from the sweat of 1,000 dead travelers, like dust coating books standing on a shelf forever frozen in time. Miles from the comfort of the car, I see a man, dressed in faded denim pants, sporting a leather belt studded with corroded iron adorned in red dust. Attached to the belt are two leather holsters. They contain one six-chamber revolver each. His face is expressionless. He is unfazed. His pace remains the same as our car. I cannot make out his eyes. His hat casts a shadow over the top half. Hanging from his lips is a rolled cigarette, and atop his shoulder is a bird with feathers as black as the desert night itself, contrasting the blinding yellow sand that the man walks upon. His boots kick up dust. It is then that I notice the valley of cars around us, littered with art from people no longer here, abandoned and left to rot, left to deteriorate. The world has moved on, and yet the man walks. And yet we drive, constantly trying to outpace the moving, trying to stay on top of the flow of time, hoping to reach a destination.